the crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Kia ora, Troy, how are you?
I'm great, how are you?
I am very well, thank you. It's a grim old grey morning out there, but you've brought us some good records.
I like it out there.
I know, you love a bit of overcast weather.
But I also did bring some good records, you're correct. Now,
shall I hit this first one? It's a long one.
Oh, hit it.
Ooh.
This is part four of a series done by Soul Jazz Records called Deutsch Elektronische Musik, and I can't read the rest of it because I can't see it.
And Experimental German Rock and Electronic Music 1971 to 1983.
Correct.
This has got the best cover, just before we even talk about the music.
Yeah.
This is a bright pink, yellow, and baby blue cover. And on the back, it's got a very great image of a washing machine.
Yes.
Now, and it looks like a cool soap commercial or something.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because the pop art that you are referring to, the cover of the first LP by the band Harmonia was a pop art bottle of detergent.
Aha!
And I think that's why part four of Deutsche Elektronische Musik has this kind of graphic in the washing machine, yeah. And Harmonia, this is they.
With Deluxe Immer Weider?
Correct.
There we go.
Now, you know about Harmonia, right? It's
I'm unfamiliar, actually.
It's Mobius and Rodelius from Cluster with Mikhail Rother from Neu.
Ah, okay. I know Neu, and that was about it.
There you go.
You just said a whole bunch of other names, which I will Google later and probably find out lots of interesting info about.
So this one, Deluxe, this came from their second album.
Bless you, Tess.
Thank you.
I thought that was a part of the mix I'd never heard before.
This is cool.
Ah, yeah.
I feel like we're getting ready for a rocket launch or something.
Well, at the time, people referred to this, well, if you're on the continent, you would refer to this as cosmic music.
Okay.
In Britain, they chose a slightly less polite term for it, German rock, but they called it by a different name. You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
So you get to part four in a series where each part has triple LP parts, and you think, okay, are we going to get more obvious, or are we going to dig way deeper? And the answer, of course, is both.
That's what I love about soul jazz, is I find there's such a good kickoff point for genres you might have a bit of interest in, or an artist you might know a small amount about. They will be able to point you in a bunch of different directions through these great comps that they put out.
I don't think that they put a foot wrong.
No.
I really don't. They're very, very carefully put together. They're done for the right reasons with a huge amount of enthusiasm.
I'm going to read through some of the names collected on this, on this record.
There's some greats on here.
We've got Can, Klaus Weiss, Dizan or Dizan?
Not sure, could be either.
Alex, Rodelius, Deutsche Wörterbeat. Oh, here we go. Kalakakra?
You wanted to read them.
Amon Duel 2.
Amon Duel Zwei.
Ah, there we go.
Zwei.
Zwei. That would make sense. Gruppe Between.
Yep.
Harmonia, who we are listening to. Etc. Günther Scheikrit. Michael Rother,
who you're hearing playing guitar on this tune.
Oh,
course.
Cool, okay. Konrad Schnitzler.
Yep.
Agitation Free.
Who originally called Agitation. They found out there was another Agitation, so they decided they'd go for the opposite.
We don't have any Agitations over here, thank you very much.
Yeah.
EMAC.
Yeah.
And that's not even all, I think.
There is more.
There's more, but that gives you a pretty good overview of who's involved. So this is a triple LP.
Triple LP, or double CD if you're that way inclined. And like you said, it goes very late. It goes up to what year? 1981
83.
Or 83. 83.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff from from the 80s on here, I don't think many people will be familiar, or rather I wasn't that familiar with. There you go. There's some real revelations on there. Some really, really great stuff.
This is a beautiful track. It's a 9-minute long track, so we might have to move on to our next one.
Yeah, now moving on we'll jump back to 1967 then. And there we have Bobby Hutcherson on the vibraphone.
That is some good vibraphone.
Oh, yeah. On the piano, Mr. Herbie Hancock. Bass player is the ill-fated Al Stinson. And the drummer, who I think also composed this piece here, is Joe Chambers. So it's a quartet on Blue Note and another... not released at the time.
Oh, true. No. I was going to say, this is another... very reliable record label.
100%. And the series, the Tone Poet series that we're hearing this from, has been nothing but a joy, I think.
This is a joyful tune.
Yeah, well, you said you wanted the wilder rather than the milder, so you get the title track.
I got given two choices, wild or mild, and I thought wild would be good.
Yeah.
Some wild vibraphone. So this is Oblique.
This is the track Oblique, from the title track from the record.
We've also got Till Then, My Joy, Theme from Blow Up, Subtle Neptune and Bisexual.
Right, now Theme from Blow Up, you might think, oh, that sounds familiar. Well, yes, it is. Herbie Hancock did the score to the London's weird swinging kind of Lynchian strange movie Blow Up. And that was the theme. This is a particularly jazz interpretation, but... it's hard to say that because it's not a usual sort of quartet lineup, with the frontline instrument being the vibes and no horns whatsoever, and the rhythm section being the classic rhythm section of piano, drums and bass. Open that up and have a look on the...
These are some awesome photos on the inside of Bobby Hutcherson on the vibes. Just really vibing out to the vibes, I think.
Well, these are session photos. The Tone Poet... have access to the Francis Wolfe's photographs, which is now a part of Mike Kuskuna's archive. And those are photographs taken at the Oblique session.
These are lovely photos, actually. The Herbie Hancock image is beautiful too. And Joe Chambers, with his eyes closed, he's having that much fun playing the drums.
I think that one was probably from this tune. I don't know.
Yeah.
You'll notice Bobby Hutcherson with his double mallet style in the right hand.
I used to love watching that when I was a kid. If you'd ever go and see a big band or an orchestra or something play, and watching people play with double mallets, I was like, how do you learn to do that? You must have a very good brain for dexterity stuff.
This wild enough for you, or did you want to wait for it to get really wild?
I'm very much enjoying this.
So, in case you don't know about the Blue Note Tone Poet series, what it is there was a company called Music Matters a few years ago that did extremely high quality versions of, well, they licensed a lot of Blue Note stuff. And so Don Was, who's the head of Blue Note now, went to Joe Harley, who was part of Music Matters, and said, I want to do exactly that quality for Blue Note.
Cool.
And so it's mastered by Kevin Gray at Coherent, supervised by Joe Harley. The sleeves are these amazing gatefolds.
Yeah, they're
high gloss,
beautiful.
Heavy card.
Some nice ASMR for anyone listening at home. Oh, here we go. I feel like this would have been a really incredible session to be part of. We are going to have to jump onto our third and final track now, though. Goodbye to Bobby Hutcherson and the vibes.
Now, what do you think this might be?
Well, I mean, I can see what it is.
Oh, you know. Well, album number 6 for this act, 15 years after they started. Now you can tell, pretty much.
This is the Budos Band with Budonian Knight.
Yeah, isn't that a great name?
Great name.
Now, the last record or two from the Budos Band found them heading a little bit towards more psychedelic rock sounds, but right back here you hear the horns on the front line. And there they are playing their Ethio Jazz from Staten Island.
Tess, tell us what's going on with the cover here.
Oh, is that a tooth?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what from.
Maybe a shark? It's a pretty gnarly looking tooth, I have to say. Or it could be a big, like, canine tooth. I don't really know what different teeth look like.
I would
like.
Say a canine.
Yeah.
Of some sort.
It's embossed into the cover, though. You've got a sort of stencil, and then it's embossed in the layer below, which is pretty cool.
That's right. Die cut.
Die cut. Thank you. Some good puns on the front here. So this album is called Long in the Tooth.
It is.
Just to clarify all the tooth chat.
Because they're so old after 15 years.
Celebrating 15 years since the release of their debut album, Daptone's Royal Court from Staten Island deliver this toothsome epic, bridging the gap between the Farfisa-fueled Ethio-funk stylings of their early recordings with the psychedelic, Sabbath-inspired hellfire of late.
Okay.
So does this get a bit psyche on this record as well? Or does it sit
not
in this territory?
Not as much as the last album.
Okay.
What was the last? The last album was just 5, wasn't it? This one here, I think it's sort of revived my interest in them again.
Cool.
I sort of lost sight of them a little while for the last couple of records. But this one here is a pretty good one. And this Budonian Knights is a fairly sort of representative piece of what you get.
Like a big exit on a track.
Oh, listen to this bit now.
Fantastic. That was very, very cool. That is the Budos Band with Budonian Knight. What else did you bring us this morning?
This morning was the latest release on Blue Note's Tonepo, which was Bobby Hutcherson Oblique from 1967. And we started with the triple vinyl set, or double CD set, of Deutsche Elektronische Musik from Soul Jazz.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Troy. We will see you in the shop.
Indeed you will.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.